Advaita Saptami Ki Jai. So today is 2009, February 2nd, Mag Shukla Saptami, the appearance day of Sri Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya was a great scholar and the most senior among Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. He was about 70 years older than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya appeared in Navagram in Srihatta, which is actually East Bengal, or what's known today as Bangladesh. He resided in Shantipur. And he also had a house in Mayapur. Sometimes he would stay in Mayapur near Nimai Pandit's house. Advaita Acharya is considered to be the avatar of Mahavishnu. He creates the material universe through the agency of his illusory energy. As everyone knows, Advaita Acharya was worshipping a Shalagram Shila, offering Tulsi and Ganga Jal, and practically speaking, bathing the Shila with his own tears and begging and inviting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to descend here as a Yuga avatar to take care of the welfare of the souls. He was praying, "Oh my Lord, please come and deliver these people. The time has come to relieve them by distributing the sweet names of Krishna. Oh my Lord, please come. These people are most fallen and poor." So by his weeping, by his crying, by his puja, by his love, Advaita attracted Mahaprabhu to take care of the fallen souls. So Advaita Acharya, he invited the Lord and welcomed the Lord. When Mahaprabhu was about to appear in Mayapur, Advaita could feel a great sensation in his heart. He could understand. He was thinking, "Yes, I feel that my prayer is answered. Soon the Lord will manifest." Then within a short time, he understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, had appeared in the house of Sri Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi as their newborn boy, Nimai Pandit, Vishwambara, Gaurahari. So on the day of Gaurapurnim, the day that Mahaprabhu appeared, Advaita Acharya went to pay respects to the child. Sometime later, Nimai Pandit was a small boy, and one day Sri Advaita Prabhu came to visit Sachi, and Advaita, although he was 70 years older than Lord Chaitanya, or Nimai, let's say, he bowed down at the feet of the child. And Mother Sachi was amazed. She was thinking, "What are you doing? Advaita, Acharya Prabhu, you're an old pandit. You're a Vedic scholar. What are you doing?" What he was doing, Advaita was actually showing his submission to his Lord and Master. While he was doing that, when Advaita submitted his head at the feet of Nimai, the Nimai picked up one of his little feet and put it on Advaita Acharya's head. Everyone was astounded and wondered, "What is this? Such a great scholar and devotee, an old person, old man like Advaita, is bowing down to this mere child. Now the child is stepping on his head. What is this? Who is this child? What is going on?" As Nimai Pandit grew up, he used to show great respect to Advaita Acharya, treating him as his senior, like his father or grandfather, senior Acharya and scholar. Advaita, he didn't like that, because he always felt himself to be subservient and junior to Nimai, although by age and by, he was much older. As Nimai Pandit grew up, he used to show Advaita Acharya great respect, but Advaita could not tolerate it. One day Advaita said, "I know you're not an ordinary person. You are a supernatural transcendental personality of the highest order. But in a worldly sense, you're younger than me, So therefore you show me respect. But I can't tolerate it. It's too much for me. What could it wait to Acharya do? Because every time Nima used to show formal respect to Advaita. So Advaita made a plan, thinking to himself, I shall stop this action. I will see how clever he is. So then Advaita, he left Navadvipa and moved to Shantipur. He began to preach against bhakti. And Nimai heard the news that Advaitacharya, after being a devotee for his whole life, was now actively preaching against bhakti. He was preaching, Advaita was preaching that gyan, knowledge, is higher than bhakti. He was saying that bhakti will make the Lord go far away, but knowledge will bring him very near. When one has gyan, then he thinks, I want to experience you, my Lord. And if he's in the bhakti line, then he always says, oh Krishna, he's at Hoksaja. Bhagavan is at Hoksaja, transcendental. No one can trace out Krishna with their senses. So devotion makes God go very far away. It's only by his sweet will that he may connect us or contact us. But on the other hand, on the Gyan Marg, path of knowledge, the Supreme is right within you. He's in your heart. So obviously, the bhakti school, devotional school, is clearly secondary. So hearing this news about Advaita's preaching, Nityananda and Gauranga, they immediately went to Shantipur. They both jumped in the Ganga at Mayapur, and they swam all the way there. And Nimai confronted him. Advaita, what are you doing, Acharya? Why have you invited me to come here to this world? With Ganga and Tulsi leaves, you prayed for me to appear. And now you're making fun of me. You're speaking against me. You're speaking against bhakti. What is wrong with you? In this way, Nimai began to chastise the old Advaita. Then he began to slap him. And then Sita Devi, Advaita's elderly wife, she started crying, what are you doing? Nimai, don't kill the old man. Meanwhile, Nityananda was standing nearby smiling. Haridas was at a little distance. He was quite perplexed, wondering, what is the matter? Advaita, however, felt great satisfaction in his heart, and he said to Nimai, I have taught you a lesson. Now you have come to punish me. I have gained victory over you today. You are defeated. Then Advaita began to dance. And then he went on, oh my Lord, today I have defeated you. You had to punish me. So where is all that respect you used to show me? It's all gone now. And this way, Advaitacharya rejoiced at being punished by the Lord. Then he offered Mahaprabhu a feast of spinach or shak, his favorite vegetable. Of course, in ordinary social dealings, it's impossible to punish or dishonor anyone by slapping. What to speak of a senior Brahmin and a famous Acharya? It's completely out of the question. But Mahaprabhu gave so much mercy to Advaitacharya that he punished him with slaps. So these qualities of disrespect and dishonor, they can only be exhibited when there's great intimacy. And pure devotees like Advaita, they actually want punishment from the Lord. They actually pray, oh my Lord, punish us. But punishment from the higher quarter is not so cheap. In Lord Chaitanya's Gambira Lila, towards the end of his Lila, Anti-Lila, before he left this world, these are the Tirubhav, the final pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then Advaitacharya is sent a sonnet or a poem to the Lord, which was delivered in Puri by Jagannanda Pandit. It was considered to be an esoteric poem. Bhaula ke kahiya loka haila bhaula, bhaula ke kahiya hate, Navakaya Chula, Bhalake kahina kaye nahikat ola. Bhalake kahina iha kaye jache bhola. Advaita said, tell our Mahaprabhu, who acts like a madman, that everyone has lost their sanity, and rice, which was once sold in a high price, now has no value. And love of God, half-crazed humanity, neglects the world, and they all neglect the world, which they all held once so dear. Tell Mahaprabhu, tell him a madman brings this to his ear. After reading this poem of Advaita, Mahaprabhu took on a very serious mood. Srupa Damodar was standing there and he inquired, what is Advaita written here? Mahaprabhu said, I don't know the real meaning, but it has something to do with worshippers of the deity who often think that we shall invite the deity and worship him, keep them there for some time, and when they're finished their worship, then they finally bid the deity farewell. So perhaps Advaita thinks, now it is time for the deity to go. I don't know what is the real meaning. Perhaps this is his purpose. After reading the poem, Srupa Damodar became very thoughtful and said, Advaita Prabhu is saying that the requirements for Mahaprabhu's appearance have been fulfilled. Now he is no longer needed to preach the holy names of Krishna as the incarnation for the sage. The avatar's duty is finished, so he may go. Advaita Acharya opened a school in Navadvip. This is before the appearance of Gauranga. And all the respectable scholars of Nadia visited Advaita and accepted him as their leader. Srivas Thakur enjoyed unlimited happiness in the association with Advaita. During the day, Advaita would teach Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam to his students. And according to the desire of the students, he would sometimes teach Veda and Smriti. At night, he would meet Haridas, and then they would both loudly chant the holy names together. Seeing Advaita Prabhu's wonderful activities, Vishnudas Acharya took an initiation in the holy names from Advaita. He studied Bhagavatam under Advaita Prabhu with many other Vaishnavas. Nandini and Vasudev Dutt also felt fortunate to receive initiation from Lord Advaita. Whenever Advaita Prabhu was discussing Harikatha with his disciples, his speech sometimes became broken and incoherent as he entered into different states of transcendental madness. This is something about the appearance of Lord Gauranga in relation to Advaita Acharya. As everyone knows, Sri Advaita Acharya was daily worshipping Lord Krishna in the form of Shalagram, Tulsi leaves, and Ganga water. He was loudly calling out, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari. So with this loud calling of Advaita Prabhu, Krishna's mind became restless. Then Krishna mercifully descended in the town of Navadvip to fulfill the predictions of the scriptures. Advaita Acharya could understand from the bodily effulgence of Shachi Devi that the moon-like Sri Gauranga Mayapur Chandra would soon appear from the milk ocean of her womb. One morning when Advaita was worshipping Krishna, or rather his Shalagram, on the bank of the Ganga with Tulsi, sandalwood paste and flowers, he offered flowers three times to the Ganga, which he considered a form of Krishna. By the will of Lord Krishna, the flowers that Advaita offered swiftly sailed to the side of Mother Sachi as before. She was bathing nearby and the flowers went to her. Seeing this, the astonished Sachi unhappily thought, who has again deliberately sent flowers like this? Because previously, when she was pregnant and bathing, flowers would come and then she lost her children, just like Mother Devaki lost six children. So quickly, when she saw these flowers, Sachi pushed them aside. She came out of the riverbank, chanting the names of Ram, Narayan, and Hari to create auspiciousness. Seeing this, Advaita Prabhu roared in ecstatic love and repeatedly chanted the name of Gaura Hari. So then Advaita circumambulated Mother Shachi and offered obeisances to the child in her womb. Shachi Devi exclaimed, "Wait, Acharya Thakur, wait. I am becoming an offender by these actions of yours. When you previously offered obeisances like this, you caused the death of my children. Now please, why are you again offering obeisance to me, your disciple?" Then Shachi offered obeisances to Advaita, who blessed her by saying, "I promise you, mother, you should not have any fear. Soon you will give birth to a son like Krishna himself." After passing 10 months of pregnancy, Krishna Chandra had not manifested yet from the womb of Shachi. And after 12 months had passed, Shachi's husband, Jagannath Mishra, became very worried. They consulted their family astrologer, Nilambara Chakravarti, who was the father of Shachi Devi. And he did some calculations and he disclosed to everyone that within the womb of his daughter, Shachi, was a great saintly person who would take birth at an auspicious time after 13 months of pregnancy had passed. And this person would be a source of auspiciousness, of all auspiciousness, for the people of the world. All those who were present became overwhelmed with joy. Soon, Sri Chaitanya appeared, that vast ocean of love and the embodiment of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. He manifests a transcendental body for the purpose of delivering the fallen souls.